Ladies and gentlemen, we're live on this fourth day of Monday, already in May 2015. Coming up, detailed breakdown on the jihad attack up in Garland, Texas, right outside my hometown. But first, this report on Disney sweatshops in America and how it ties into the TPP.
I want to thank all my fellow leaders for their partnership and their commitment to making the TPP a reality.
If President Obama, the IMF, and legions of New World Order stalwarts have their way, your job, your children's future, and the future of the United States will be assimilated to the corporocratic Borg. Obama is diligently attempting to get the Trans-Pacific Partnership passed.
The single greatest challenge for the United States right now, and my highest priority as president, is creating jobs and putting Americans back to work. And one of the best ways to do that is to increase our trade and exports with other nations. 95% of the world's consumers are beyond our borders. I want them to be buying goods with three words stamped on them: Made in America.
Corporations are heavily lobbying for the deal as legislative sycophants, pawns of their corporate masters like John Boehner.
Making sure that these kids have a shot at the American dream, like I did, it's important.
Rally support for a trade agreement that will make NAFTA look like child's play.
Mr. Speaker, I rise today to announce my introduction of and request co-sponsors for a privileged resolution to withdraw the United States from the World Trade Organization. By what authority does the World Trade Organization assume jurisdiction over the United States federal tax policy? That's the question. At last reading, the Constitution required that all appropriations bill originate in the House and specify that only Congress has the power to lay and collect taxes. Taxation without representation was a predominant reason for America's fight for independence during the American Revolution. Yet now we face an unconstitutional delegation of taxing authority to an unelected body of international bureaucrats. Let me assure you, Mr. Speaker, this nation does not need yet another bureaucratic hurdle to tax reduction.
It's very hard to make anything of the TPP because it's been kept very secret. Half secret, I should say. It's not secret from the hundreds of corporate lawyers and lobbyists who are writing the legislation. To them, it's perfectly public. They're, in fact, writing it. It's being kept secret from the population.
High-wage American workers and union members would face more direct competition from low-wage Malaysian, Vietnamese, and Mexican workers because the partnership would create a free trade zone with no tariffs or barriers. The treaty would give corporations a direct way to object to and even override individual countries' democratically passed laws. An international tribunal would have the power to overrule individual nations' legal standards and impose economic penalties. That power would be the cornerstone of an unelected corporocratic New World Order.
I wish people could remember what the border looked like between Texas and Mexico before NAFTA. And it was poor, really poor, on both sides of the border. If you go down there today, there's prosperity on both sides of the border, and that's in our nation's interest.
We have the opportunity to remake the world. For this new era, our national security, we now know, will be determined as much by our ability to pull down foreign trade barriers is by our ability to breach distant ramparts.
The devastation the U.S. economy and the Mexican economy suffered under NAFTA is shocking. Another corporatocracy program chipping away at the U.S. jobs economy is the abuse of the H-1B visa work program. For example, at the end of October 2014, IT employees at Disney Parks and Resorts were replaced by imported cheap labor they had to train as they were laid off. Disney CEO Bob Iger is one of eight co-chairs of the Partnership for a New American Economy, a leading group advocating for an increase in the H-1B visa cap. One of the briefing documents made this claim: H-1B workers complement instead of displace U.S. workers. It explains that as employers use foreign workers to fill more technical and low-level jobs, firms are able to expand and allow U.S. workers to assume managerial and leadership
positions.
Which
doesn't happen. We're going to break.
Interviewed said they
the full report is up on Infowars.com. We'll be back with a ton of vital news. Obviously, Michael Savage is coming up too.
You've probably heard of the shooting at the Prophet Muhammad Cartoons Exhibition in Garland, Texas over the weekend. But did you know Daily Mail used pictures from the event, but bowing to political correctness blacked out the offensive images? And thus far, President Barack Obama has been silent about the attacks. And CNN used the event to attack the Second Amendment when it was the Second Amendment that stopped the gunman in their tracks. But now we've learned that the FBI has been watching one of the suspects using an FBI informant. Elton Simpson, the man identified as one of the two gunmen killed, was under surveillance by the FBI and subject of a terror investigation. The FBI has arranged numerous fake terror plots, including the Washington Metro bombing plot, the New York subway plot, the plan to blow up the Sears Tower in Chicago, the plot to bomb the Portland Christmas tree lighting, and others. In 2014, Human Rights Watch released a report stating nearly all high-profile domestic terrorism plots in the United States after 9/11 included the direct involvement of government agents and informants. You can read about all these stories at InfoWars.com. Rob Dew reporting for PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Using unparalleled research in the development of a synergistic formulation based around the key concepts of superoxygenation, the next level in cleansing is here. With key ingredients backed by real clinical studies, the new Oxy Powder, available through InfoWars Life, was invented during Dr. Group's research on the toxification of our bodies. Many herbal colon cleansers are harsh on the body and contain cheap and potentially dangerous ingredients, oftentimes full of synthetic fillers, GMOs, additives, or worse. Gently start cleaning your body with easy capsules that start working while you sleep. Oxy Powder does not require time off work, and there's no need for bad-tasting concoctions. Instead, Oxy Powder slowly releases monoatomic oxygen into the intestinal tract and body. Experience the astonishing cleansing power of superoxide and ozonide technology. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to get started with Oxy Powder, or call 1-888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, already May 4th, 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Michael Savage will be joining us in the second hour today. He was originally coming on to talk about his new book, by New York Times bestselling author, A Time for War, Michael Savage, Countdown to Mecca. Basically, he can't get books about what he really thinks published, or they end up censoring him. That happened on the last book about China. And so he's put out a fiction book, close quote, and he's going to be joining us on that subject. But obviously it'll be informative to have him on to give us his breakdown on the shooting that took place last night in Garland, where they were having a free speech event demonstration. One police officer wounded in the leg, the two gunmen gunned down by the Garland SWAT team that was lying in wait, because the FBI had already questioned the reported shooters and, as usual, had not been allowed to basically indict them by the Justice Department. They'd caught them traveling to North Africa for training, and they were allowing them basically to travel back and forth for ISIL, Islamic State, and the ISIS forces, who have taken responsibility. Now, some will ask, is this a false flag? And it would take an hour to go into why, with first look last night and this morning, probably not. If this had been a staged event, you'd have had hostages taken. The real killers would have gone out the back door. They would have shot a couple patsies. That is, the operators would have. And the local cops would have been held back by the feds and thought that the terrorists had killed themselves. That's the kind of staged event that has been run before in Europe. The fact that the SWAT team took them out instantly and that it looked so good for the Second Amendment versus what you saw with the Charlie Hebdo fiasco in France and the way that CNN and others are responding with their spin, you see they weren't lined up with their PR points day one. When you see a provocateur or staged event like Sandy Hook or 9/11, the media is ready with the narrative scripted on every channel. When it's not staged, they're not scripted and ready on every channel. And again, ISIS itself is a false flag in that they've been armed, allowed to train, allowed to operate and build up and then recruit. And as I've said, they don't need to get ISIS or ISIL forces, it's all part of the same Islamic State, across the border because ISIS mainly recruits for Islamic State out of the West, out of Europe, out of the UK, out of the United States and Canada. And we've been complaining for years that our government and other governments allow them to fly back and forth to build up this force. I mean, they just had another big suicide bombing in Damascus trying to topple the Assad regime and put ISIS in control there to set up Islamic State. So the media does not like the image of instant reaction by the police gunning these two down. There were a lot of witnesses out on the busy road there in Garland. I even know where that convention center is. I grew up in Rockwall across the lake from Garland. So you've got Rockwall outside Dallas. You've got Lake Ray Hubbard, and you've got Rowlett and Garland. And my stomping grounds were Garland and Richardson and Rowlett and Rockwall. And so I know that area well, and from witnesses and the rest of it, they just saw the car pull up, start shooting, and they got gunned down immediately, only wounding one person, so that's certainly good news. Separately, though, it is a false flag in that globalist forces that I liken to Spectre, criminal groups within compartmentalized areas of government and corporations are on record admitting they use the radical jihadi Islamic threat funded by Saudi Arabia and others to destabilize the planet and bring in social control, which is then not used against radical Islam, but is used against libertarians, veterans, conservatives, people that are actually trying to restore the republic. I've got to say, though, watching CNN last night and ABC News and MSNBC monitoring propaganda, and this morning watching it, we've got a bunch of these clips, but it's all over the news. You're seeing it. Why even play them? Where they go, these are bigoted, horrible people. Has it gone too far, their speech? These people are idiots. These people are horrible. You've got this European government member who was over there to speak. It's a free speech event. If you don't believe in free speech, you don't believe in this country. And we should be having a debate about radicals that don't like free speech to the point that they're ready to go out and kill people. And then the media acts like it's the fault of the event holders that had it in a convention center that they rented out where you could have a convention for Muslims, you could have a convention for Baptists, you could have a convention for Catholics, you could have a convention for Zoroastrians, you could have a convention for atheists, you could have a convention for Harry Potter enthusiasts, Star Wars nerds. I mean, it's not like they were in front of somebody's church at a funeral making fun of dead people, and that's even protected, though it starts to get into incitement. No, it was inside a closed-door event that they paid for. I don't believe in stirring people up, so I'm not going to go out and depict, you know, Muhammad with, you know, Muhammad giving, you know, another man fellatio or, you know, things like that. That's some of the stuff in the Charlie Hebdo art. We don't know what was in this art because CNN and other channels, when they show it, blur out all the art. I've also seen a lot of comments on Infowars.com about the Garland tactical team, you know, not wearing their armor plates right and, you know, looking like they're on steroids or whatever. Look, at the end of the day, I don't even care. They didn't sit there and wait 3 hours like other departments do around the country while everybody was getting shot inside. And I'll guarantee you, if the jihadis would have got into the building, citizens in there were carrying guns, and they'd have been met with lethal force. So all I can say is, welcome to Texas, radical jihadis, because this is exactly what's going to happen to you anywhere that I live or anybody I know. And this is an armed camp. My office is an armed camp. And it's not because we live in fear. We live in strength through the right to keep and bear arms. There's an article on Infowars.com. Guns, the difference between Garland and Paris. When armed terrorists attacked Charlie Hebdo headquarters over Muhammad cartoons January 7th, unarmed police officers were forced to flee for their lives. Yeah, and beg for their lives. Because in England and France, still the police in many areas aren't even armed. What a joke. So see, when we hear about, oh, we shouldn't have militarized police, I don't care if we have militarized police. As long as they're not targeting nonviolent people, which they're starting to do. And as long as the citizens are left alone to be armed to the teeth as well. Because let me tell you how the UN model works. They start disarming the police or restricting the police. They're coming after you next. I mean, who wants your police to not have guns? I mean, let's just get real here. If we had a totally armed society by law like Kennesaw, Georgia, which I'm not for because you can't force somebody to be armed, you would basically not even really need police except an official group to go out and grab someone when they've been basically indicted by the grand jury. That's the people. The grand jury indicts. We call you in. You go to court and a jury finds your fate. That's why we have constables. It's why we have sheriffs. It's why we have police departments. The idea that the police are a nanny state there to wipe all of our hind ends, and there you call them when your five-year-old's acting up or when a hamburger from McDonald's is cold. That's a true story. The problems we have with our police say a lot about us, that we put up with out-of-control police, that we basically ask for out-of-control police, that we ask for more police than we need. I mean, these are all problems with the people. And the police are basically taken from a pool of the people. And let's face it, we've got some really bad, entitled, out-of-control, corrupt police departments in this country. But I see the cause célèbre in the media. The in vogue thing is to hate police. Conservatives, libertarians, liberals especially, and that's all been orchestrated by the mainstream media and the Soros group and others and the Justice Department who's busy bashing local police. It isn't that I'm endorsing bad police activity. You're not going to reform it becoming plain enemies with the police. You're going to reform it by getting control of your counties and cities, kicking the globalist out, kicking the Southern Poverty Law Center out, kicking the ADL out, and bringing local control back. And telling the police what type of police activity and culture we want. But when we start cowering from the police, it elicits a lot of mixed feelings and problems that are played upon by the social engineers. Now, we've got big news on Obamacare, big news on the situations in Baltimore, big news on Focus on the Family, Dobson, fall of Western civilization at hand. I agree. I think civilization's already fallen to a certain extent, but still, you've kind of got the automated system still going, and I'm going to explain that first when we come back. Then I'm going to dig in to exactly what happened in Garland and say good job to the Garland Police Department. But then the FBI knew, why'd they stand down?
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So on Mother's Day, when the rest of you are doing tulips and daisies, Mark and I are taking his mom out to fire her brand new AR-15 built from her AR-15 rifle kit that he bought her at guns80.com for Mother's Day. And guess what? She actually helped put it together. She built the gun herself. Mark's mom is pretty awesome. So on Mother's Day, we're going to lunch and then we're going to the range, and Mark's mom is going to show us how it's done. Get your mom the perfect Mother's Day gift at guns80.com. Get an AR-15 kit. guns80.com. Go to guns80.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
That ISIS was operating in all 50 states. That's what the FBI said 2 months ago. We pointed out this was different than the so-called Al-Qaeda threat that was almost completely manufactured by the West. This ISIS Islamic State is an attempt by Saudi Arabia, allied with different elements of our government, NATO, and Turkey and Israel, to take over any Shiite-held areas of the Middle East. And that, of course, is Iran, that is headed up by the minority Muslim group. And now in America, under political correctness, CNN and others, BBC and others, are blurring out any criticism of Islam and even saying the word Muhammad. You're supposed to say the prophet Muhammad. CNN has now actually suggested the victims of the Garland shooting were to blame for being provocative. And Paul Watson has the transcript in the news article where they actually said that up on Infowars.com and the YouTube clip. It is simply mind-blowing. And this is why this country's falling. We don't have a culture anymore. We have a corporate plastic culture that changes like the wind. We don't have a free market culture. We don't have a family culture. We don't have any values on average. In fact, if you do have values, you're under attack because the corporate system doesn't want you to have any views. They want you to submit to whatever their current world plan is. They want us to act like robots. And there's a WorldNet Daily article that's excellent. It's Fall of Western Civilization at Hand. Dr. James Dobson, who's been attacked by a gunman saying he was there for the Southern Poverty Law Center shooting people, who founded the highly influential group focused on the Family and Family Research Council, now runs Family Talk Radio, is warning that if the U.S. Supreme Court redefines marriage, as analysts predict, the ruling will presage the fall of Western civilization. Which, that's the plan, ladies and gentlemen, is to end any units that have tribal fealty to each other. I couldn't believe the headline on CNN yesterday. I talked about it on the Sunday radio show. It was, if you want to destroy a people, destroy their men. And they admitted that the end of the black family and the fact that there weren't men in leadership roles and that only gang members were leaders in areas of Baltimore was why there was absolute basic hell on earth in many areas. But this is all designed. It's like overrunning the Native Americans and killing them, but then naming sports teams after them, saying you're honoring them. Or after the British finally conquered the Scots after 500 years, the British royals adopted Scottish culture, started wearing kilts. Very, very frustrating. And by the way, CNN originally had the headline, and I got a screenshot of it. If you want to destroy a people, destroy their men. And then they changed it to Lord of the Flies comes to Baltimore. In fact, I got a screenshot of it because I was so amazed by it. Let me see if I can find it here for TV viewers. And it just blew me away that they would admit that. Here it is. Give me a document cam shot, please, guys. I want to show TV viewers this. And now they've removed this sub-headline. If you want to destroy a people, first break their men. Something's missing from the neighborhoods CNN's John Blake grew up in. Older black men, full story. And they remove that from the headline. I mean, I knew that I was surprised. I knew that that was not like CNN to be truthful. And, of course, it was removed. Amazing. Simply amazing. We're going to break down more of what Dr. Dobson had to say when we come back, because it's a fact. It's in the university studies. I made a film about it, Endgame 1.5, where we have the university documents in the 60s, the plan to end humanity as we know it.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm not concerned with your liking or disliking me. All I ask is that you treat me as a human being, Jackie Robinson. When people don't like what you represent, they'll oftentimes attack you personally. But if you can endure, you may just pave the way for those who follow you. Jesus said, "I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you." Had Christ submitted to the authorities of the time, he never would have preached the gospel. And though he was very vocal in his opposition, he never forgot that he was there to save the same people he often had to rebuke. Keep up with our latest news and information on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and the Alex Jones Channel on YouTube.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Geller heads up the free speech organization that believes that they have a right to criticize the Prophet Muhammad. I mean, we have political cartoons on InfoWars.com right now criticizing Hillary Clinton and showing her like basically a flying monkey in a tree. And whether you agree with that or not, I have a right to do it. And you watch CNN, you would believe that the people inside were the bad guys. And this shows the totalitarianism of the so-called left and how they're allied with radical Islam. Remember when the Muslim Brotherhood, backed up by Al-Qaeda, was murdering Christians all over the Middle East and had overthrown the government of Egypt? Our own media, Anderson Cooper and others, were praising it. So there's a very sick alliance going on here. And it's beyond the clash of civilizations. Yes, the neocons and the Republicans have a public plan, Project for New American Century, put out in 2000, saying basically stir up radical Islam, have a big global war with it, use that as the excuse for the U.S. to take over the planet. But that's not what's being done now. Radical Islam is spreading and taking over and being protected. So you see the triple cross there. And the biggest group being harmed and attacked is Muslims per capita, then Christians, just because there are less Christians in the Middle East. But overall, it's a very serious situation, and it's compounding. And when we have terror attacks launched by ISIS in this country, an Islamic State that's taking credit for this attack in Garland, Texas last night, they're promoting in the media, censoring free speech, and basically garrisoning troops everywhere to protect us from a threat our government has allowed to come in and start radicalizing U.S. citizens, as we have in this particular case. So let's go ahead and play a clip of what the organizer had to say on CNN.
Well, it's dangerous because increasingly we're abridging our freedoms so as not to offend savages. The very idea that if something offends me or I'm insulted by something, I'll kill you and that way I can get my way. And somehow this is okay with members of the elite media and academia is outrageous.
It's a cartoon.
And the idea that we can't
that this warrants the violence that you saw. I mean, I haven't heard anyone in the media saying that it's okay for gunmen to show up at an event like this. But what people are saying is that there's always this fine line, you know, between freedom of speech and being intentionally incendiary and provocative.
There is no fine line.
Intentionally incendiary and provocative by drawing a cartoon. This is the low state of freedom of speech in this country.
Absolutely.
I disagree, and I disagree most vehemently.
If they can shut that down, they can shut it all down.
Not the 10th, but the 1st, protects all speech, not just ideas that we like.
That's right.
But even core political speech, ideas that we don't like, because who would decide what's good and what's forbidden?
All right.
The Islamic State, the government. Inoffensive speech, Allison, needs no protection. But in a pluralistic society, you have offensive speech. You have ideas. You have an exchange of ideas. You don't shut down a discussion because I'm offended. If something offends me, should I go out and slaughter people?
Sure,
when
of course.
Jesus Christ was put in a jar of urine, it was called art. Did Christians like it? Of course not. Did they slaughter people? Did they burn embassies? Did they kill whole communities? Of course not. Cannot be sanctioned.
That's right.
Yeah, this cannot be sanctioned.
Remember when Piss Christ, that was the name of the art exhibit that they paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for, and they had piles of cow manure and horse manure piled on the Virgin Mary, and taxpayers had to pay for it. Conservatives and Christians protested having to pay for it. And we're called censors. And then when people would criticize it, they'd say, hey, don't attack my speech, as if you having your speech was an attack on their speech. See, it's about the controlled totalitarian left, the fascist left, being able to define reality. And they play this game. They set the parameters of the rules of the game, and people tend to go along with it. Well, that's starting to stop right now. But getting back to Dobson and the fall of Western civilization is at hand and the rise of the technocracy, you have to bring down humanity first to build on its ashes the new world. It is right out of a dystopic, you know, science fiction movie. That's the reason every science fiction movie I go see now is about this battle between a world for humans or a world where humans merge with machines, and it's because they're letting the public know the decision's already been made. Dr. James Dobson, who founded the highly influential group Focus on the Family, said that basically if the Supreme Court rules, as analysts say they're set to end, you know, marriage being something between a man and a woman, that Katie barred the door. I don't recall a time when the institutions of marriage and family have been in such peril or when the forces arrayed against them were more formidable and determined. Yeah, they're banning homeschooling all over the country, saying you got to have a teaching certificate to do it. I mean, they're coming. Forced inoculations. I mean, it's here. He writes in a letter distributed to his hundreds of thousands of supporters. Barring a miracle, the family that has existed since antiquity will likely crumble. It already has. I mean, even if you got kids, most parents let their children be raised by their iPads. Presaging the fall of Western civilization. This is a time for concerted prayer, divine wisdom, and greater courage than we've ever been called on to exercise. Then it goes on. Now let's go over some of these Islamic State headlines. Silence from Obama on Islamic terror attack in Texas. One police officer was wounded in the attack. Two attackers were shot dead by police. Sharia is Light was the name of his Twitter account. Hashtag Texas attack. The bro with me and myself have given Bayaha to the, I can't speak Arabic. May Allah accept us, Mujahideen. Make duh. And ISIS is now taking responsibility. Guns the difference between Garland and Paris. That's just some of the headlines. We don't shoot people for bigoted views, CNN. And that's the side of CNN saying they have free speech. The rest are saying they don't have free speech. Simply disgusting. But you know, there's more than one way to censor. And I talked some about this yesterday. Paul Watson is going to write an article about it tomorrow, detailing it and giving some of the history. In fact, I think I'm going to write it with him because I'm going to do a major push talking about other forms of censorship already taking place against the internet, against talk radio, and against libertarian Renaissance style thinkers that aren't on the establishment Republican Democrat plantation. There was an article last October, and that's when this first happened, in WorldNet Daily by Leo Homan. And it was a detailed story. They did a lot of research. They called us. They called others. They did their homework. Disturbing mystery affecting your favorite news sites. And, of course, it's not a mystery at all. The algorithm was artificially manipulated to where CNN, MSNBC, Media Matters, everybody else went up 60 to 80% in ratings. And every Patriot site, Drudge Report, Breitbart, InfoWars, The Blaze, The Daily Caller, and others went straight down 60 to 80%. But NPR, Daily Cost, Democracy Now!, Media Matters, Think Progress all rose on the same day in early October. Now, we have Google Analytics and other systems that show us the real time. And in the past, Alexa was dead on with Google using their own system of sampling. I was like number 300 to 400 in the U.S. back in October of last year. Now we're 1,000 something. Now, you have to understand, in reality, if we look at the old metric with Google Analytics, we're like 200 now. We've risen. So you see them artificially lower us, Drudge, and others. But then you notice we're going up and Drudge is going up. We went down off a cliff, but we're still going up once we hit the cliff, because they just set the thing down. They just dialed it back fraudulently. But because our numbers are actually going up, it looks like we're going back up again. So even cooking the books, even putting sugar in our gas tank at the NASCAR race, we're still winning. And see, this is meant to target our advertisers as if our advertisers go off ratings. They go off their own dashboards, their own computer metrics. That's why the age of the outside rating party is over, because people actually run one of five or six different on-site server systems that give it to you all in 3D if you want it. Down to, are they men? Are they women? Where are they from? What are their IP addresses? What do they click on? I mean, we don't need Alexa, but I'm going to get Paul Watson with my IT department today to give our own internal metric computer systems to get some screenshots of our growth curve, from audio streams to video streams to page views. And then we're going to give screenshots of Google Analytics that we have access to that shows us growing at about a good 30% rate a year in web traffic. Video streaming traffic's tripled just in the last month. So our biggest growth rates aren't even on the sites, but we're exploding, they're imploding. And, of course, in Nielsen and other ratings, MSNBC and CNN and the rest are plunging. And even though they cooked the books and lowered us by 70%, 80%, it varies, 60% to 80%, we're exploding so fast that we're still way above them, thousands of rankings higher. So even though they're gaming it, we're still crushing them. But it shows the concerted fraud, in my view, and it's just not my opinion. I know our numbers are going up. I know their numbers are going down. They were going straight down. But if you go to MSNBC now on Alexa, they're going up. But they were going down until October 1st. If you expand it to multi-years, they're just plunging. They were kind of flat in the last few months before October last year. They shoot up. Now you put Infowars.com in there, and they have inverted the numbers. We were like number 300 in the U.S. Now we're 1,085. They're 500. So, see, they can't actually beat us, and it's embarrassing to them. And we've done articles on this. So they just get a hold of Amazon that owns Alexa. And all Alexa's doing is ensuring that they won't be used as a source. But WorldNet Daily did this back in late October. Now we're 6 months later, 7 months later. And I'm not going to put up with it. Because this is censorship. Just like they want to shut down free speech and not let you have Prophet Muhammad cartoons or whatever. Just like they want to say you can't have brown paper bags in Seattle government because it's code for racism, or just like if you don't like Obamacare, you're a racist, on and on and on. This is the totalitarianism of these people, and it's a big deal for them on October 1st to spike every socialist, anti-American, gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting system. But it still doesn't matter. MSNBC and CNN are going bankrupt on record. If they weren't taxpayer-funded through bailout money, through stimulus money, they wouldn't even be there. And so it's Ghost trying to convince the living that they still matter. So I tell you what, Alexa, say that there are zero viewers of Infowars.com and zero affiliates and just that we don't exist. In fact, why don't you just announce that I'm dead? Of course, it's not true. But this is the totalitarianism that we're facing, and I want a big article on it. I want the graphs. I want it all. We have 1 billion views on YouTube. 1 billion. One channel, 500 million. That's just a small part of what we do here. How do you think I have 50 employees and a multi-million dollar studio? How do you think there's no listeners? In hundreds of news articles today attacking me, there have been hundreds a day for a month plus, they call me internet host. Even though we have well over 160 affiliates, I'm an internet host. And there is a major effort to buy off stations, to harass stations, to have them dump the show going on everywhere. Because the system's scared of us. And you know what? I ought to be glad that they at least are trying this instead of just killing me outright. They're just trying to kill the signal and stop it. You, the listeners, have to understand, all Hades is breaking loose. They are desperately afraid of this broadcast because Michael Savage is coming on and Colonel Schaefer is coming on today. And you can call in. And Ron Paul was on last week. And Governor of Texas put out a tweet agreeing with us about Jade Helm. And Senator Cruz came out and said it is a concern because he can't trust the federal government. There's an awakening happening. They're scared of the Tea Party. And Time Magazine called me 5 years ago the prophet of the Tea Party. And it's true. That's basically the function. I'm the guy in the wilderness that everyone's scared of, and no one dares say my name, and Fox News says the one we will not name. Well, because it freaks you out, Fox News. You've got about 15 million viewers a day, and we've got about 4 or 5 million one way or another. And that freaks you out. Because we're your biggest competition next to, I mean, you've defeated CNN, MSNBC, they don't even exist. But here's the thing, Fox, I'm not in competition with you. You want to play the part of the fake conservative group. I just want to have a country and a future. I really want to keep the Second Amendment. I really take it personal being overrun by a bunch of social engineers. I take it personal having Obama act as a dictator. I take it personal they want to ban homeschooling. I take it personal they're trying to force inoculate. I can't sell out. It's not who I am. I don't want to be enemies with anybody. I just want to be free, and I have a right to be free and not be a slave. I have an inalienable right from my creator, not the state. I am a free being. And other free beings for every race, color, and creed resonate with that. And I don't care if it's radical Islam or the Southern Poverty Law Center. They're all tyrants together. That's why they work together to shut down their enemy, Christians, conservatives, and libertarians and veterans.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey's filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaks only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you constantly feel run down, pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Michael Savage is coming up. I really look forward to that. We'll get his take on the situation in Garland and more. Remember, we sent Joe Biggs and Josh Owens down to the border. We're a very respected group. I can't think of when they put out this info. Judicial Watch said that they confirmed there was ISIS training camp over there. And then the FBI came to the airport and wanted to meet with our people and said they thought it was very credible. And again, it was low-level FBI tried to stop the hijacker decoys in three different states. Actually, four different states and four different major cities before 9/11 and were ordered to stand down. The low level's not the enemy, folks. It's the globalists that infest the government. But in hundreds of articles a day, hundreds, NPR, Texas governor deploys state guard to stave off Obama takeover. All he did was say, I'm going to monitor the federal troops and make sure they follow everybody's civil rights and make sure everything goes well. I understand Texans are concerned, but, you know, we support the military and we sure everything's fine, but we'll make sure. That's what state's supposed to do is monitor the feds and they monitor us. And then they misrepresent that Governor Abbott said that Obama was trying to take over. It's the same thing, preying on their audience who are totalitarians and are so dumb they don't know it. And reading from this, did I mention the ISIS terrorist? They've come across the border, and they're going to hit soft targets all across the Southwest. They've set up a camp a few miles outside El Paso. That includes a Mexican Army officer and Mexican Federal Police Inspector. Not sure what they're doing there, but probably nothing good. That's why Special Forces guys are here. Get it? To wipe out ISIS and impose martial law. So you know, what'd you say? Get back to the party or grab another beer? This is a transcript from NPR making fun of us. This was put out May 2nd, one day before the attack in Dallas. And ISIS is recruiting Americans, Brits, and others. And ISIS is taking responsibility. I mean, is a cop shot in the leg enough of a terror attack for you? It'd have been a whole bunch of dead people if the police hadn't been staked out, figuring there might be an attack, doing their job. The FBI, NPR, says ISIS is in all 50 states. That was in the Associated Press a couple months ago. Now, I don't know if they're going to be provocateur, wind-up toys, or we're going to let them attack us, but I know our borders are wide open, and they let ISIS fly over the world. The FBI tried to stop both these guys from flying to North Africa. Both the dead shooters. One of them had gone to court over caught lying about going to North Africa, but the judge ordered him released. Okay? The point is that NPR and everybody thinks they control reality. You don't control reality. Coming up, I'm going to get into huge news on the economy. I thought the economy was perfect. That's what the media said. America's capsizing economy. Can it right the ship? CNN money. Capsizing economy? That sounds pretty bad. U.S. factory orders dropped by fifth consecutive month. Zero hedge. We're going to talk about what's really going on with the economy. I thought NAFTA and GATT and all this was going to, and QE Unlimited was going to be wonderful. Before we end this hour, a lot of the specials ended on the 50% off the Silver Bullet and the Alex Challenge Pack. We still have a lot of new discounts up on the site. And one of those that we just started last Friday that will extend throughout the week is 50. Well, you got free shipping. There's some other products 50% off. But you can get 20% off right now on the water filtration systems with promo code WATER20. At InfoWarsStore.com. That's a huge special. All ProPure water filtration, high-quality systems. 20% off at checkout. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives
gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's new photos out of West Virginia of the Michelle Obama federal lunch program, which is nothing but a giant scam for donors to sell rotten food to the kids in tiny portions. Burnt burritos in melted plastic was served to the school. And it's because there's no respect. There's a passing the buck. Zero tolerance has allowed people to shuck the responsibility and say, I'm just following orders. And it starts with saying a kid drew a picture of a gun, so we're going to arrest him, or we're going to lie and say there's a law, you got to be vaccinated because the school said so, or, you know what, Michelle says we eat burnt burritos or food with bugs all over it, we do it. And they've been here lying to us as unemployment intensified, as more people went off the employment rolls, as every real economic number showed our society was falling apart, and now they're slowing down on QE, which is trillions of dollars given to major mega banks and corporations that are basically tax exempt. It came out in the news yesterday in the Street publication that George Soros got away with not paying over $6 billion in taxes on a law he got the Republicans and Democrats to pass that George W. Bush signed. While he, again, lobbies to raise middle-class taxes. But I'm just excited that it's finally in mainstream news. I mean, I talk about this all the time. But here it is from CNN, that Michael Savage is going to be joining us. America's capsizing economy, can it right the ship? Volatile stock markets, weak economy have created a perfect storm for nearly flat growth. 0.2% with Cook numbers is actually negative 2-3%. Ron Paul agreed with me last week. The question is whether the U.S. economy and markets can right the ship in May and beyond. There's reason to believe they can start to this week. And it's just more false hope, more bull. But they know now that they can't lie to you about the economy anymore. People aren't buying it. So they're claiming, oh, basically growth's flat. No, it's negative. And negative growth for three quarters is a depression. Here's another headline from Zero Hedge. U.S. factory orders drop for fifth consecutive month. After 6 months of MOM drops, something not seen outside of a recession, February saw a modest 0.2% rise in factory orders, which has spurred economists to extrapolate a 2.0 expectation for March. However, while factory orders rose 2.1 in March, February was revised to a 0.1 drop, leaving the manufacturing orders down 4.0 YOY. The series of YOY drops continues, now a fifth consecutive month, to indicate a recessionary environment. The ratio of inventories to shipments remains stuck at extremely elevated levels. But you can use all these fancy numbers all you want. They're cooking inflation. They're cooking unemployment. They are cooking the price of goods in the inflation numbers. There's all these new taxes and regulations and Obamacare weighing things down. Obamacare, and it's going into effect now the last year, is meant to kill and consolidate and Cloward and Piven the economy. And that is exactly what's going on now. Is there a way out of this nightmare? I don't know, because the social engineers don't want us to have a culture. And they want a divide and conquer strategy where we're just a tower of Babel, where no one can communicate with each other. And that's basically what it's like now. We're a mess, folks. Stay with us.
Despite the revelation that half the officers charged in the death of Freddie Gray are black, the narrative that black people are being disproportionately and unfair targeted by predominantly white police officers and a racist criminal justice system continues to dominate. But let's look at the facts. Between 1980 and 2008, blacks committed 52% of homicides compared to 45% committed by whites. During this time, blacks were only 13% of the population. In 2013, black criminals carried out 38% of murders compared to 31% for whites. Again, despite the fact there are five times more white people in the U.S. Despite the fact that black people commit an equal or greater number of violent crimes than whites, whites are almost twice as likely to be killed by police officers. Police brutality is a huge problem within the United States, and anyone that denies that fact is part of the problem. But until we acknowledge and address the equally important issue of violent criminality within the black community, and until that becomes part of the national conversation, this issue is never going to be resolved. Read more in the article, Black Crime Facts the White Liberal Media Daren't Talk About at Infowars.com. Rob Dew reporting.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Islamic State has taken responsibility for their botched attack in Garland, Texas, pretty much my hometown. I'm from the same suburb, Rockwall, bordering it. And CNN, I've got the clips, is actually basically saying the people deserved it because they dare have cartoons criticizing the Prophet Muhammad. Well, we are a classically liberal society, and that doesn't mean we restrict free speech. It means, in the words of Thomas Jefferson, free speech, the First Amendment is king. It is simply amazing to see CNN and MSNBC criticizing the people who are pretty mild who were putting on this event. We have the FBI claiming that ISIS has tentacles in all 50 states. We have Judicial Watch that I found to be very credible, claiming that they found camps over the border. We've gone down and investigated, found huge mosques, you name it. Meanwhile, Focus on the Family head, Dr. Dobson's come out and said the collapse of Western civilization is now happening. And I agree with that statement. Someone who's been ringing the alarm bell for decades is Dr. Michael Savage, best-selling author, multiple PhD, and, of course, syndicated radio host, michaelsavage.com, michaelsavage.wnd.com. He's a multimedia icon in the conservative movement. Dr. Savage holds a master's degree in medical botany and a second in medical anthropology. Additionally, he earned his PhD from the University of California at Berkeley in epidemiology and nutrition sciences. He's the author of 25 books, including 4 New York Times bestsellers. He earned the coveted Freedom of Speech Award from Talkers Magazine in 2007. He's also banned in England for criticizing radical Islam. And I've been basically told that I'll be banned if I don't watch myself. And now this is coming here. So I want to get into his new book, Michael Savage, Countdown to Mecca. I know his previous book, openly criticizing China and their power grabs, got censored. So it looks to me like, as I've already started reading, it's just excellent that he's basically putting what he thinks is going to happen into a novel. We'll see if I'm correct in a moment, but you need to get it from the multi-time number one New York Times bestseller. Find it at Amazon.com, WND.com, you name it. Michael Savage, Countdown to Mecca. But so much to get into today, sir. Great to have you with us. Got a little bit of reverb there, getting his audio lined out. But what do you make of the situation that just unfolded up in Garland and the response to saying the First Amendment is to blame and nothing about the shooters that shot the cop?
Oh, my friend, we're getting a little feedback. So what I need to do here is turn off my speaker, I think. Alex, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. You've got the floor. Go ahead.
Alex, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
We're having a little technical problem. Tell me when we're ready to go here, because I don't know if you're hearing me.
We've got a little bit of feedback back and forth. We don't normally have problems with Skype, Dr. Savage. You go ahead and just have the floor. I want you to speak to what I was just talking about.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. Alex, the thing is this. We've been penetrated. We've been infiltrated. How high up it goes is anyone's guess. We know that the president's middle name is not Jesus. We know that the military has been told to stand down. We know the police have been told to stand down. We know that there's only one sacred religion in the United States of America, and it isn't the founding religion. It's the invasive religion. And the fact of the matter is, the FBI director who warned us 6 weeks ago, this was just before Hussein's conference, anti-terrorism, counter-terrorism conference in Washington, where he invited Muslim groups. He disinvited the head of the FBI, who said that ISIS is in 49 out of the 50 states. Why would he do that to the head of the FBI who warned us? There's only one answer. Someone in that team in the White House is playing for the other side. They're not on our side. Now, of course, the good news here, Alex, is when I saw this terrible event last night, the good news is the beefy Texas cops killed the scum. They wiped the scum off the planet and sent them to heaven where they can go rape babies. I guess that's their reward. They get to rape 72 babies in the next world. What a religion. Isn't that great? Kill someone on this planet so you can rape 72 infants in the next world. Doesn't CNN find that obscene and pornographic and sickening? What can I say to you that you don't already know, Alex? We know we're at war. They've been at war with us for 1,000 years. The president has been at war with America from the time he, left Colombia and discovered his Afro roots. When he was a kid, he didn't identify with this radical side. Read his own autobiography. Then he found out that by acting like a black radical, everyone kissed his feet. And look where he is today. So why should he stop now? He wasn't a radicalized young man, but he found out that the white people fell on their feet the minute he acted out the Black Panther game. Look where he is now. Why should he stop now? He has that scum, Al Sharpton, in the White House 50 times and no one says a word. The anti-police scum, Alex, I get apoplectic over this. Can you imagine if a right-wing president had won the presidency in 08, and shortly after winning, he invites the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan in and out of the White House for 6 years? Tell me what the vermin at CNN and MSNBC would be saying. Al Sharpton is the equivalent of the Ku Klux Klan on the other side. There he is. There's Ace walking to the plane. Cut that from the feed. Mr. Cool. Mr. Cool. Helicopter. He got Air Force One. He's got the biggest military in the world. And the country is dying. Maybe you can give one of those limp salutes now to the Marines.
What is their end game, Dr. Savage? Clearly, I thought you were exaggerating 7 years ago when you said they would destroy the country and that this was going to be it, that they'd just destroy everything. Because I imagine that when they finally got power, that they would then do the rational thing and want to maintain it. Not even from a moral perspective. Why scuttle the country? Why wreck it? Why destroy it when they're in control of it?
Well, I believe, Alex, that it's a combination of both willfulness and incompetence. There are those within the administration who go back to the 60s in mentality, bring it all down, man. You know, then let's rebuild it in our own image. That's the communist view, the left wing university view. Wreck it. Screw the patriarchy. Bring down the white man. You'll have paradise. That's one view. The other view is a bunch of morons who are college girls who know nothing, on drugs, raised on Adderall, parents who are psychotic. I can name three of them. Most of them speak for the Obama administration. One of them is the stupidest girl I've ever seen in my life. I call them Obama's sorority. You know who I'm talking about? That Marie Barf or Marie Harf?
Oh, yeah, and Samantha Powers, all of them.
Moronic, stupid college girls, sorority girls. They don't know what world they live in. They live in a sheltered bubble, and they think that they know the world. They know nothing.
That's so what scares me, is that they're starting wars all over the place. They openly armed Al-Qaeda. Now they call it ISIS. They claim they're fighting it, but they keep catching them, giving them arms shipments. Their own military said 2 years ago that they wouldn't be part of being the Air Force for Al-Qaeda. So now they've changed the narrative. Let me ask you this. Do you think they're going to be successful in their takeover plan? If this was a ball game, Dr. Savage, what's the score right now? Patriots versus the French Revolution crazies.
Oh, the guillotines are ready. The guillotines are ready, and they're greasing the skids for the blades. Are they going to be successful? How much more successful can they be, Alex? Internment camps? I mean, what's next with this group of maniacs?
I don't want to just turn it into
the book, but I have to talk about Countdown to Mecca.
No, I want to get to that. We're going to break in just a moment because I know it ties into it. But let me just ask you this then, because the book's so important and I want to promote it. But just the 2 minutes before we go to break, the police are super awake despite all their problems. The country's disintegrating. I mean, you know, what do you expect? The military, what I've seen, is super awake to what's going on. Doesn't that give the socialists, the globalists, a problem? Isn't that their Achilles heel?
No, because Obama gutted all of the combat veterans who could have led a movement against an illegitimate government. He started it right after Benghazi. I named them in my last book. One general after the other was purged like Stalin purged them, only instead of shooting them, first they smeared the generals. He got drunk in Moscow. You hear this? He got drunk in Moscow, so they fired the chief of our nuclear arsenal, the man who knew how to run the nuclear system. He was fired for getting drunk in Moscow. Another one was found with a gambling chip in his trousers after going gambling. I mean, if that was the score here, they would have all quit. I guarantee they've done more than get drunk and go gambling. So, no, they're gone. The police have been deballed by this illegitimate, racist administration. Holder has deballed the police. Look what they've done in various cities, using the pretext of racism, all lies, to deball the police. So, yeah, the police are there. They're brave and they're armed. The military is there. They're brave and they're armed. But who's going to lead them? Without a Napoleon, where do the troops go?
Well, that's another point. That's why George Soros got caught, as you know, openly trying to fund the white instigators they send in to chant, you know, kill the pigs and all this, and then they get away with it. It's so clear they're trying to start a civil war.
Remember my last book, Stop the Coming Civil War?
Yes.
Well, guess what? It started. It's, we don't have to talk about it. Has there been a civil war? Yeah, it's a slow burning civil war. What do you think we're looking at here? It's a race war. These are their shock troops. These are their shock troops. And they don't have the brown shirts yet. They don't have the armbands. But soon Obama could deputize them. Isn't that a natural army for him, Alex?
It is. That's what he called for, a national security force.
Take the Crips and the Bloods, give them a green uniform, and give them a weapon. And they'll keep order in the streets, won't they?
It's so crazy, and history's repeating itself. It's just bizarro land. Dr. Michael Savage is our guest. We're going to come right back into his new book, Michael Savage, Countdown to Mecca, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver.
Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Ooh, Lord, am I trouble so hard? Don't know about it.
We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Most talk show hosts do not have other talk show hosts on their shows, but I've been on Michael Savage's. He's had a lot of my reporters on his, and vice versa. Because I can tell you, at the end of the day, we probably agree with each other on about 90% of things. It doesn't matter. We want to have a country. I know I'm not speaking for him. I've listened to his show. I know what he says, and I'm on the same page. These are real totalitarians we're dealing with. It's about raw power. They're using a communist playbook, but they're fascist when it gets to the upper echelons. That's what Ted Cruz has said. He's called them liberal fascist, and they are. And Michael Savage, one of the smartest intellectuals out there when it comes to really understanding what we face, his last book came out a year ago, How to Stop the Coming Civil War. And now 96% of Americans in a Gallup poll think a race war is coming. Listen, I'm not kidding when I say that I, in the last few months, three times come up and say racial things to me in Austin, a very friendly town, living here most of my life. And it's happening all over the country, and it's all MSNBC in the White House. Meanwhile, we're being sold out to China. Michael Savage has a new book out, Countdown to Mecca. And Dr. Savage, I'm guessing, I haven't read the whole book yet. I know your last book got censored, unprecedented, because it was nonfiction and really criticized China. Now, am I guessing that you've put a lot of what you really think's going on into a fiction book, or what's happening?
That's why I went back to the novel format, because you can only go so far in speaking in a documentary fashion about reality. I have a radio show, and I have restrictions, as you do. We have various and sundry restrictions, meaning on how far we can go on a public broadcast. When it comes to fiction, though, I guess you can use your imagination still. The censors haven't gotten to it. So in Countdown to Mecca, I pose a certain theory that a group of patriotic generals get together and they see the scourge of Islam, what it's doing to the world, and they want to take care of the problem directly. So they plot to do something in Mecca. And the book is all about the generals' plot. Now, these are families, these generals are not wild cards off the gutter. 3-4 generations in military, highly educated, VMI, West Point. So the dialogue between them, analyzing whether to do it, is, I think, very well done. And my hero, Jack Hatfield, gets wind of it in an obtuse manner. And he analyzes this and realizes that by doing harm to Mecca and killing millions of Muslims, you're going to set off a war that will never end. So he tries to stop the plot. Now, I will be castigated with this book by the vermin at MSNBC and CNN for saying the opposite of what the book says. The vermin, the Solenterates, to not use a word that has too much connotation, we won't call Wolf Blitzer and company vermin. We won't call MSNBC vermin. We'll call them Solenterates. The Solenterates will say, oh, he wants to blow up Mecca, without having read the book. It's the opposite. The whole book is a novelistic plot which shows intelligent people discussing such a doomsday scenario and saying, don't be crazy, it'll set the world afire.
Sure, that's like Jade Helm. All he said is it's conditioning for military occupation for the Tea Party, which they admit, and the media says that I say Obama is going to invade Texas. They always deceive. Please continue.
I want to read you a paragraph, Alex. I know that you're going to like it. So it's the generals are talking about it. It's two paragraphs long. And one of them says to the other that they should do it. And the General Morton invites them to a shooting range at West Point to finish the plot. And the men say to him, what did you get us here for? And he says, I will cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve, Brooks quoted, as if General Morton hadn't spoken. Therefore, strike off their heads and strike off every fingertip of them. Who said that? He looked into the face of each general. Reynolds seemed to look back at him, but in fact, his gaze wavered between the general's eyebrows and eyelashes. Bullseye looked around like a soldier on point. Only Morton stared back defiantly, his lips tight. The Quran, sir, Morton replied. Verse 8:12, just one of the more than 100 verses that call Muslims to war with what they call non-believers. General Brooks asked, and who do they call non-believers? Anyone who isn't Muslim, Reynolds interrupted. Quran 5:51 states that Muslims are not to take Jews and the Christians for friends. Allah describes them as unjust people, close quote. The Quran invokes kill the infidel 120 times, General Brooks said quietly almost to himself. He gazed at the empty sky. What kind of sane nation permits these people to practice such open hatred? Sir, Morton said, I thought we were here to discuss Firebird. That's the generals in the discussion of why they're planning this.
Michael Savage, quick break, long 18-minute segment coming up. I'm going to give you the floor to really drill into as much as you can tell us about this book that's now just coming out, Michael Savage, Countdown to Mecca. And as he said, the media is already coming out and spinning what the book actually covers. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's no doubt that our country is in serious trouble right now. And if you're wondering how on earth we ever got in this situation, well, I'll tell you how. When the Democrats showed their true colors, you got angry and you elected Republicans. And then when the Republicans showed their true colors, you got angry and elected Democrats. And when anyone suggested to you that both parties were corrupt and that neither side were looking out for your best interest, you acted like they were crazy. But the real definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's why it is vitally important that you wake up, America, and break the matrix. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules. You will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Syndicated radio host Michael Savage is our guest for the rest of the hour. MichaelSavage.com, the new book by the number one New York Times bestseller, Michael Savage's Countdown to Mecca. Available in bookstores everywhere at Amazon.com and MichaelSavage.com, WorldNetDaily.com, you name it. You should support him. You should support independent media that tries to get people thinking. And I'll be honest. If you go back 15 years ago, I saw the PNAC clash of civilizations, the neocons saying, we'll start a war with Islam because they've already started a war with us and have this big war and beat them. And I think that's kind of what Savage is getting into in the book. I haven't read it yet, only if 30 or 40 pages, it's excellent, like all his books. But that's basically a more modern example in fiction of what's going on. But at the same time, I'm not what you'd call, to use a liberal term, Islamophobic. I know that there are Alawites and non-radical groups and, you know, nice people I went to college with or whatever. But the big, strong vein of Islam, funded by Saudi Arabia and others, is to conquer, is to take over, is, I mean, they're killing Christians all over the world. The UN admits, in 2014, the worst year on record for Christians. I mean, and then I watched CNN, Anderson Cooper, praising the Muslim Brotherhood when they were blowing up churches every day, crucifying people upside down, and attacking the military with one of our greatest allies. So I see Obama working with Odinga, his Muslim cousin in Kenya, to try to overthrow that country. I mean, this is real. And is this really a double cross? Is this a triple cross? What is the larger plan? There are hundreds of Saudi princes worth billions apiece, some of them over $200 billion apiece. You hear the richest man in the world is Carlos Slim. That's not true. I mean, could it be that actually we're being overtaken? Because England, if you... They had thousands of kids in different cities being raped by Muslims, and they couldn't even report on it because that was seen as racist. Or is political correctness so strong that the left really doesn't understand what's happening? Michael Savage, get more into your book, into the generals, into what you break down, finish up that part, and then please answer my question about what the end game is, who you think these operatives might be, and what you think the establishment's doing, Michael Savage.
Right. You know, your questions are so good, Alex, as usual, that they have answers built into them, and it would be commentary upon your commentary for me to even answer them. You've said it all by asking the question. But, I mean, to embroider on it is about all I can do. The fact of the matter is, either it's by design or by default that Islam is conquering the world. Make no mistake about it, they are conquering the world. We all know about Londonistan. We all know that the most popular young boy's name in England is Muhammad. Now, what sane nation on earth permits this to? How could a nation with such great dignity and great strength, founded by such powerful, crazed men that conquered most of the world, roll over like a bunch of pansies for this? How did this happen? Well, let's go back. The leader who let this happen said himself, I think it was Tony Blair, said, I made a mistake by promoting multiculturalism. He said that 2 years ago, remember? Oh, he made the mistake. Well, have they reversed it? Have they stopped importing Muslims from Pakistan? Have they stopped giving welfare to families with 12 children? Have they stopped the hate preachers from preaching? No, they banned Michael Savage from entering England. Have they said, oops, we're sorry, we didn't mean to ban you? No, they didn't say we're sorry. They didn't give me reparations for having banned me and denied me the access to England and the great dental care that I have been after all my life, or the great cuisine of England. I mean, after all, I can't get fish and chips in America. You know how great their cuisine is, and I can't get my teeth fixed because I can't go to England. The loss here is I love English society, England. The people I do love, the people are amazing. There's a certain wonderfulness about English people, at least they used to be when I went over there. I miss that. But the fact of the matter is, I'm not the only one banned from entering England. Some brave Israeli generals are banned from entering England. So I'm in very good company, and it's their loss. But the question is not about Michael, not about England. The question is what's coming here. That's all we care about. There's a huge difference between England being taken over in America. And it's both good and bad news. We're all armed to the teeth here. England has no weapons. They were disarmed by the liberals a long time ago, right? So this is the only thing that keeps the psychos, the sorority in the White House in check, is fear of the masses with weapons. But don't worry, they're working on that plan. They got the gangs in the streets of Baltimore, Ferguson, New York, and Philadelphia all riled up. They can always deputize them and give them weapons, or tell them to just bring out their AK-47s, since they already have them somewhere in their mother's closet. So that's not good news. You're asking me what the solution is, Alex. If I knew the solution, it would have happened already. We had an election last November. That was the solution. Elections used to be the place to go. You went. I remember I used to say this on radio 15 years ago. you go to the ballot box or else they're going to go to the bullet box. So we had a way to redress our grievances. We voted. We said, get rid of this bum in the White House. Get rid of the sorority of leftist fanatics. Get rid of the corruption. It stinks to high heaven. He's the most abusive president in American history, not in terms only of his politics, but the abuse of the finances of this administration. He has sullied the White House by inviting one lowlife after another in there for parties we're not even allowed to see. He abuses the taxpayer by flying on Air Force One on any whim without any accountability. What if Bush had gone off on Air Force One as often? Would Mrs. Bush have dared take the Air Force Two or Three on a junket with her mother?
Well, look at the Clintons spending half the money they stole from the Haitian kids for their own private jets and hotels and foreign donors. It's all illegal. They are above the law. The entire Democratic Party's above the law. And then John Boehner won't repeal Obamacare. The Supreme Court's about to rule that marriage isn't sanctified. This is a crazy war. And what do all the so-called liberals think they're going to do when they finally crapped in the nest and ruin the country? I mean, these people have a death wish.
Okay, we can agree on that, but that doesn't stop the problem. It doesn't. We had an election last November. The election was supposed to change the course of this society. We said no to the communists running America. We said no to the socialists, the globalists, the Islamists. I call them the Democrat Socialist Islamist Party. That's what the DSI is. That's what the Democrat Party is today. Democrat Socialist Islamist Party. I've been saying it for 3 years. And America went to the polls and voted. The next day, the con man, the charlatan in the White House got up and basically said, drop dead. I don't care what you voted on. You ain't seen nothing yet. By the time of the next election, I'll make certain that there's so many immigrants in this country and that the gangs are riled up in the gutters that the white man will no longer have the majority in this country. Then I'll show you what this country really wants.
Classic socialism with an elite in control of 20,000 nuclear weapons and space stations. I mean, it's just totally insane. Listen, if we brought the immigrants in and actually taught them Americana, Renaissance, crazed freedom, it wouldn't be an issue. But literally, I grew up in Dallas. You know, in the 70s and 80s, I've never seen such racial tension, even in the sweet little town Austin. And I'm not whining about it. Three times the last 2 months, at night, coming out of restaurants, or once down at Barton Springs this Saturday at like 8 at night, I've had black people come up and just threaten me. And then they go threaten the next group of people and bare their teeth at me because I'm white. And I'm like, my God, what country did I just wake up in? How did this happen? I have no bad will against black people. I mean, it's just, it's mind control.
Alex, come on. How did it happen? Obama's been working on this from the day he started, him and Holder. Every speech they've given has fanned the flames of racial enmity. I have followed their speeches at colleges and high schools. It's constantly hearkening back to the civil rights movement and how black people used to be in the back of the bus and how your ancestors suffered. We were getting along. We were moving together in this society. There was a relative harmony in this country. And then this administration came along and we feared what would happen is happening. Alex, you know it's going to get much worse. You know they're ramping it up for the 2016 election. We all see that. You don't have to be an Einstein to see what this man is doing. You know, give him one credit. He's diabolically a genius.
He really is diabolical. And you know, I always say it's an elite running things, but as you know, there's different power structures. This really is a cancerous power structure that actually believes their communist ideology. It's just crazy.
Well, I you know, a story just came out over the weekend about Fidel Castro's former bodyguard who said that he gave up on Fidel when he found that he was a cocaine dealer. The revolutionary who fought alongside Fidel Castro said that he had to abandon Castro because he found that he was nothing but a drug dealer using Cuba as a transit point, right? In order to fund the revolution. So what does it have to do with here? I don't know. What does it have to do with here? Why are we opening up channels with Cuba all of a sudden? Where'd that come from? Who is really running America and why? But we know it didn't start with Obama. Come on, let's be real, Alex. In the last 3 months of George Bush's reign, I was not invited to the White House. Sean Hannity was, Rush Limbaugh was, and the other members of the Rush Limbaugh cartel. Remember now, on the other side, Alex, there's a cartel as well, and you're a target of theirs, as am I. Am I correct?
Oh, I know. Oh, they're constantly engaged in dirty tricks.
Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, Hannity, they're all represented by Hannity and him and other lesser talkers that no one ever heard of, are represented by Limbaugh's brother. And that's the Rush cartel. They're the establishment Republicans who pretend they're not. They've been carrying water for the Republican Party for as long as I can remember. When Bush was president, they were invited to the White House. Remember that, Alex? Were
yes.
you invited? I wasn't.
No.
They were given a tour. I wasn't invited, but Hannity went there. Old Hannity went there. They all went in there.
Well, they had private meetings with Bush. But that's the thing. Where does the establishment blue blood country club group think they're going to be in their luxury golf courses when they bring in a violent revolution? How stupid are they? What is their problem?
I don't think they think that far ahead. I think they live for today. They live for the comfort of today, the convenience of today. They believe there's a buffer between them and the masses, and that whatever hits the fan isn't going to hit them. They actually think they're insulated.
Sounds like Marie Antoinette.
Well, yeah, as I said, the guillotines are already being released, you know, and they're getting them ready. And I say that as I don't mean to be.
Well, Matt Drudge, as you know, tweeted that America may fall soon. Now James Dobson is saying that. I mean, the really smart people can see what's going on. You don't have to be that smart now. I mean, this is really historically obvious. And I gotta be honest with you, I'm really concerned about, I mean, I don't know how much time we've got left. What else, and then we'll get back into your book, what else do you think they might pull in his year and a half left in office?
That's what I was getting at. Remember, toward the end of Bush's regime, it was September of that year, and I called him a fiscal socialist. I've been calling him that for 3-4 months, and I was castigated for it by the Limbaughs and the Hannitys. What do you mean fiscal socialist? They never heard the phrase. Well, that's what Bush was doing. Expanding, you know, spending. He went crazy. And I said, you've seen nothing yet. Watch what Bush does in the last 3 months of his regime. And what did he do? He busted the economy and gave us Obama. Remember, Obama was the savior who was going to save us from what had happened to the economy. Remember that?
Yeah.
So it was a transition after 8 years of Republican ruin to give us 8 years of Democrat ruin. That's the game, Alex. 8 years one gang, 8 years the other gang, 8 years one gang, 8 years the other gang. Meanwhile, the economy is apparently doing well. Is it? I don't know. We don't know. We don't really know.
No, even with Cook numbers at 0.2%, that's with unlimited free money to the establishment. I think you're right, though. And history shows this. You're a historian. Elites always become decadent and think they're invincible. And
what I'm saying is you ask what will Obama likely do between now and there's a long time left. It's not just 3 months left. He has a lot of time, so we already see what's coming. The riots. He's got the gangs in the streets on his side. He's got them awakened. He's got them armed. They're armed to the teeth with illegal weapons, aren't they? And so you're going to see more race war right up until the Labor Day of 2016 for an obvious reason. And some conspiracists fear that he's going to declare martial law. I'm not so sure that he needs to, because it doesn't matter whether he's in power or Hillary's in power or another demon cat. It doesn't matter. O'Malley, whatever his name is, they're all the same. They're cut from the same cloth. They're run by the same controllers. It doesn't matter. They're going to take the street garbage. They're going to take the illegal immigrants, and they're going to warp the entire election. So it doesn't really matter who runs on the other side. So I don't think that it's going to come down to the camps and the internment and martial law. I don't believe so. I think it would upset the economy and the world for him to do that.
Sure, they've got that as an emergency fallback. They've got that as an emergency fallback. But rest assured, if they don't get everything they want, they might have the bravado, or what's a better word, the chutzpah, to push it. I mean, they're bold. Fortune favors the bold. I think they're capable of anything.
Well, they are capable of anything because he's the smoothest con man America's ever seen in the White House. You got to admit he's smooth. He doesn't scream in German. He doesn't march to the Horst Wessel song, does he? But he's performing along the lines of any other petty dictator. We know what he is. We can see it, those of us who can smell it. He is Al Sharpton with a smoother act.
Sure.
So, in other words, strip away the veneer of Obama and look at that street rat, Al Sharpton, and that's who's running the country.
Well, look at Al Sharpton's been at the White House over 50 times. I mean, Al Sharpton is a joke, a huge weirdo, gang member, FBI informant, who wears huge leisure suits with long, curly hair. It really is a freak show. It'd be like having Benny Hill as president or something. It just none of it makes sense. Let me ask you this. I want to get back into the book here. Michael Savage is our guest. Michael Savage, Countdown to Mecca, because that's the other big wild card. Is ISIS running around, stirred up by our ally Saudi Arabia? You've got the whole new Cold War getting kicked off. You've got all these public statements about the Tea Party's the main enemy and gun owners are the main enemy and veterans are the main enemy. And then meanwhile, we just mentioned 5 weeks ago, hey, Jade Helm lists Texas as the enemy in Utah and Orange County. And then here's these training manuals that says, you know, it's even in Forbes and AP that the military is trained to take on the veterans and the Tea Party. We have a concern. So they have literally hundreds of publications a day saying, I'm saying Obama's going to invade Texas in July. Never said that. They never quote me saying it. They just lie. Why do you think they're running around like chickens with their head cut off about that?
Well, we all know who they are. There's a very small, you mentioned Anderson Cooper. These are talentless people with no ratings. They see an independent guy like you, so what are they going to do? They see an independent guy like me who rose from the ashes. Like a phoenix, I rose from the ashes. I'm on over 250 of the biggest stations in the country. The Limbaugh cartel hates me because they can't understand how I got where I am without them. Fox News hates me. I call Megyn Kelly Martha Washington, sarcastically, because she thinks she's the founding mother of the nation. She is doing the bidding of the Islamists, as far as I can tell, especially after this event. They actually blamed Pamela Geller for this event in Texas, didn't they?
Yeah, they said it's her fault. They basically said she deserves it.
Yeah, well, that tells you where they're at. The good news, Alex, is the scum are dead. They didn't injure anybody. The vermin, the converted filth, the converted jail garbage that did this is dead because of beefy Texas security guards, beefy Texas cops who aren't going to take the crap. They're not going to put up with this garbage, this hatred for Christians, this hatred for America. They're not going to accept it. They blew them to Allah land. That's the good news. That's the future we should look to. All of the armed police in this country, you have a job. All of the military in this country, active or retired, who are armed to the teeth, you have a job. Stand up to this scum. Don't let them take away your legacy, and don't let them steal your daughter's future. That's my answer.
It really is true.
They kill you.
Well, it really is true that we ask, why is this elite doing this? They have a crazed, craven, sneaky will to conquer this republic, this renaissance. They want to mount America's head on their wall, and they will work with any coalition to do it. And I got to say it, they're as mentally ill as Hitler. I mean, they really are mentally ill.
Drugs. I've for years been screaming for, if you go to work for a corporation, you have to pee in a cup. Why don't we demand that the president and all the members of the cabinet and all members of Congress go for a mandatory drug test every month? I'd like to know what they're on.
That's a good
point. What drugs are they on?
That's a good point. I want to shift gears into your book again because it ties into all of this. Talk more about your book.
Okay, I'll make it simple. You know, it's hard to describe a nonfiction, a book of, you know, a novel. I did something different in this novel with the Jack Hatfield character. I created new characters, including, and this is an interesting one, a Jewish gangster, Saul Minsky, who actually works with Jack Hatfield to protect him from the CIA, who is trying to kill him because, see, Jack's trying to stop the bombing of Mecca, or it's not bombing, actually. It's another technique. And the government then goes after Jack Hatfield. And he has to employ local gangsters to protect him. So there's new characters, and he's one of them. And Sammy's, a new character is Jack Hatfield's brother, Sammy the Clown, ex-Marine, motorcycle accident, living on the proceeds of the motorcycle accident. He lives next door to a Russian prostitute who becomes a heroine in the book because she's invited by the generals to do her work, and she overhears the plot. She hears one word, and her name is Anastasia. Her eyes, normally alert as those of a Nordic wolf, seem wary and frightened. She's a great character, and I would say she's the hooker with a heart of gold character come back to life. So what I'm saying is I make it entertaining, Alex. You know, there's only so much people can take from you and I. It's palatable only up to a point.
That's another question. I used to could work 18 hours a day, literally many days, but it was killing me. And now I can only work about, you know, 10, 12, and I need to spend time with my family. This stuff is so sick now, the things they're doing, that I would go crazy if I continue to work as hard as I was. You, multi-time, you know, top supplement developer, top, you know, best-selling author, kind of launching a lot of the health revolution 35, 40 years ago. I'm not bragging for you. It's actually true for folks that don't follow it. I mean, you've made, you know, your family things. You've deployed some of the biggest products in the country. I don't want to, you know, brag for you, but there's some of the biggest names out there. You don't talk about it on your show. You don't need money, but you're writing books constantly. You're on the air every day. But what do you do to unwind?
I sleep a lot. I'm serious. The minute the show is over, I go to sleep for 20, 30 minutes. It's a great technique, Alex.
I need to do it. I try.
No, but here's the thing. Go in a dark room. It has to be a totally absolute dark room, no light. Hold your keys in your hand on the side of the bed. It's an old trick. And let yourself drift. The minute the keys hit the floor, it'll wake you up. It's no more than 12 minutes. That's all you need. You sleep more than 15 minutes, you're going to get groggy.
I agree, yeah.
Right? So 12 minutes, you do the Edison nap. That's number one. I am saturated in vitamins. I am swimming in ascorbate. I'm a big vitamin C man. I have been for years and many other things. I mean, people know me. I talk about it. I love to eat. I do drink at night, and that helps me. Just completely turn it off. You have to turn it off.
Yep.
You have to turn the switch. Alex, you cannot do, your wife probably doesn't want to hear you talk about this. Am I right?
Yes.
Right? You just stop it already. I mean, you have a family. So you do have to learn to turn that off or you'll go crazy.
I do turn it off. And then people walk me on the street and want to talk about this stuff. And I'm sorry. I just can't do it.
I ride a bicycle every day and I do it in the way that, Mr. Kellogg did. You know, the man who created Kellogg's Corn Flakes, he would ride the bicycle 1 mile a day from his home to the plant in Battle Creek, Michigan, in a suit and tie, looking like Colonel Sanders. And he said, I'm riding the bicycle for equilibrium. In other words, we think we're supposed to ride the bicycle for cardio, pumping our bodies to death. He saw it another way. I ride my bicycle for that balance. You know what I'm saying? Equilibrium?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, just ride the bike a little like a mile on a flat road, get equilibrium. Try to see it in the Zen way, in that way, honestly. And these are things, they're simple techniques and also luck. You've got to be lucky, Alex. I'm over 70. I'm 73 years old. I should be dead by now. My father died, God rest his soul, at 53. My grandfather at 47. So I used to hang on hoping that in the old world, my great grandfather lived. They said, no, he died at 45. I've had a gun to my head since I'm young. Always thought I'd be dead. It's what drove me into the nutrition field. It's what drove me to the islands, South Pacific islands, when people didn't even know where they were. Fiji water. Yeah, well, I was in Fiji before there was Fiji water, collecting medicinal plants, talking to folk healers.
No, you're right. I made the decision about 4 years ago to lose weight, get in shape, because it's the same thing. Like a lot of my great-grandfathers and people were successful businessmen, but they all died at like 50 from heart attacks because they never slowed down. My dad's dad as well. So I've absolutely, that's why I just won't work as much as I did, because I just, it's up to other people to fight this as well, not just us. And it comes down to scum wants to conquer better men, better women. And if we let them conquer us, I guess they are better than us. The new book is excellent. I can't wait to read the whole thing. Thank you for giving us time today. I know you're a very busy man. Countdown to Mecca, Dr. Michael Savage. We salute your hard work promoting the Bill of Rights and Constitution and our sovereignty. And you've been proven a prophet of what you predicted happening. It's all unfortunately come true.
Alex, I love your show. You're one of the best in the country, if not the best. And you are very strong. But remember, we all have our limits. You look good, by the way. I don't know what diet you're on. I want to know what it is.
Well, I was falling apart. I've just done a lot of stuff, but God bless you. Thank you, Dr. Savage.
Thank you, Alex.
You look great as well.
Thank you.
Very exciting interview. There he goes. We'll be back with the news and your calls. Stay with us.
GCNLive.com today.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems. Introducing the new InfoWarsLife.com oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Now available in our limited first run at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Michael Savage was just on with us. I didn't do any plugging last hour, but this is a great opportunity to do it. He was asking, yeah, you look great. Well, compared to what I was a few years ago, what are you doing? I didn't have time to tell him. I'm doing True Clean Nation Iodine. I'm doing oxy powder once a month for 6 days to flush my upper and lower intestine out. It's a higher level of oxygen that time releases. It goes through the stomach. And I'm taking Supermel Vitality that he's an herbologist. He's got three PhDs. And he could read the ingredients and know that it's the known concentrated organic forms of what naturally boosts a lot of hormones that we already have that have been suppressed by all the estrogen mimickers and chemicals and garbage. I just gave up on things and was just killing myself fighting the globalists to the point of becoming a caricature almost. And so I, about 5 years ago, started working out again and dieting, but it got like 20, 30 pounds off. And getting proper nutrition and other things is now 60-plus pounds. And I plan on losing another 25 pounds or so, and I'm just doing it over a process, probably taking another 6 months. I don't claim I'm some beach boy model, Mr. Universe or something, but compared to where I was, it's a total change. And I just owe it to finding out, you know, not taking some synthetic multivitamin, but really finding out, hey, fluoride is the bad halogen and blocks out the good one. And the feds used to make the salt companies put iodine in the salt. Now they took it out in the 70s, and then we have all these thyroid problems. And, yeah, you could take too much of it, too. So consult your physician, but it's not a game. And we discovered iodine that nobody else has got for whatever reason. They've always got it. They call it nascent, but it's really bound. If it turns red immediately on paper and then black, that's what all the other iodines do. Ours turns electric purple blue. Because that's the color of iodine crystals. It's 99999 iodine. I mean, just no one's got anything like it. And it's from 7 to 12,000 feet. And it was by the grace of God. We had a pretty good seaweed-based one that would turn red and black, but some blue. So it was very pure, very good. And then we had people trying to mess with our suppliers, actual espionage and stuff that goes on at this level, and DEA and stuff, because it's such a controlled substance. It's what you can make with it. And a bunch of hoops, and then we just found this deep earth source, Dr. Grip did, and we were able to get a large supply of it. And he said, you're going to get sick in 2 weeks. You're pretty toxic. And I went and got blood tests about 2 years ago when I first did it. I went back 7-8 months ago, and my blood pressure had gone from being high to being almost low. My sugar had gone from being, we have the test actually, from being borderline diabetic, borderline, not borderline diabetic, but borderline. You know, getting into the range, becoming borderline. That's not the case anymore. And it's just, I mean, that one compound, you will die without iodine. And it's not in the soils. It's not in the food. It's not there. and they will not tell you. Back when we had a good government, they said, get your iodine. Get your iodine. They had newspaper ads, radio ads in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. And that was the crud iodine they were adding because, you know, it's expensive to get the real stuff, but it's better than nothing. You don't have the iodine, the bad halogens are going to go, chlorine, fluoride, bromide. It's all going to go into there. And that's the bottom line. So this is mixed in organic palm oil, and you take that. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. But I'm telling you, whatever it does, you're going to feel like you got run over by a train in 2 to 3 weeks for about a week. And then you're going to, with me, it's what groups said would happen, then you're going to feel like you're on clean speed or something. And then you'll just get to where you don't even tell the difference anymore. But libido, energy, everything, I feel like I'm 18. And I like it. I love it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The Reverend Al Sharpton wants to federalize cops and fight against states' rights. And he is calling for the Justice Department to take over the policing of America. This idea is, of course, at odds with the philosophy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. But it hasn't stopped Al Sharpton or the Obama administration from wanting to federalize state and local police. Earlier this year, Obama introduced a task force on 21st century policing, and it advocates the federalization of police departments across the country. The task force includes three mayors, one of which just happens to be Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake of Baltimore. Imagine that. For more information on this story, plus all of the latest breaking headlines, go to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
InfoWarsLife.com. Check it out today. I have set out to bring you the most hardcore, cutting-edge supplements and nutraceuticals, bar none. And that's what you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. We have rejected literally hundreds of products from the InfoWars Life line because they are not of the very highest quality, or because they're not 100% organic, or because they don't pass all of the strictest toxicology tests there are that we have listed at InfoWarsLife.com. Whether it's Survival Shield Nascent Iodine or DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com and believed in us and tried the products. Folks, check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products. And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Days grow shorter and the nights are getting long. Feels like we're running out of time. Every day it seems much harder to tell it right from wrong.
friends.
Make it worth the price.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Well, we've had him on many times. He's a best-selling author. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer ran the anti-Bin Laden unit, could have killed him twice. That came out in congressional hearings, but was ordered to stand down. He blew the whistle on it. I remember seeing it in the New York Times and the San Francisco Chronicle. They then tried to investigate him, claiming he was using his cell phone to call his wife, which you're allowed to do. Next, they'd accuse him of stealing a pencil, but he was able to get through that persecution. LondonCenter.org is one of the think tanks he works with, and the U.S. Army War College. I'm not going to go through all the things he did as a highly experienced CIA-trained Army intelligence officer, but now he is being censored with a biography he's writing with stuff that's declassified because they don't want him telling what really went on. And that ties into record journalists being locked up, record amount of FOIA requests being ignored, violating federal law and the Open Records Act. It's a felony when they do that. It ties into FCC commissioner, CNS News. Feds may come for Drudge. With the Federal Elections Commission claiming he can't talk about candidates. And if they can knock off Drudge, they can knock off InfoWars. Everybody else, they're already delisting us from the ratings, along with Drudge at Alexa.com. There is just massive censorship going on at so many different levels. There's an iron curtain of suppression descending down, undoubtedly. And so Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer joins us. Overall, before we get into your current case, here's the headline, military redactions of public info criticized. Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer and Defense Intelligence Agency have been locked in court battle for 5 years now, and now you're able to speak about it. Courthouse News has some of the report. What do you make, though, Colonel Schaefer, just at the big view first, of the overall climate in this country? I don't think of it as what you see in a free society.
Well, I agree with you completely, Alex. I mean, let's be totally clear here. Everybody, now, this includes elements on the left, elements on the right, basically being censored. A friend of mine who works, Pat Eddington, did a FOIA. He works for a New Jersey Democrat. He's a staff a FOIA on the Stingray program, and the FBI returned something like 5,000 pages completely blank, completely redacted. So clearly, this is not a left-right issue. This is just a big government versus the everyone else issue. And when it comes to a number of things that they're ongoing regarding your issues, our issues, it's all about essentially this White House, more than any other, has been going about trying to essentially make sure that the public is uninformed, that the only sources of information which are available to the public actually come from some approved source by the White House or some minion of the White House. And I thought, you know, it's one of those things where if you don't pay attention, if you really don't watch day to day, look at every single source of information you can. And frankly, Alex, one of the things which I find most interesting right now, one of the best sources of information I get on a daily basis is the Mail UK. A foreign newspaper, because apparently somehow they're not as censored as U.S. media is.
I've got to say that the Daily Mail is one of the best newspapers out there. It covers a lot of celebrity news as well, but it just has hardcore info all the time. And it's one of the few publications that will actually carry what we say and not criticize InfoWars. I mean, take Jade Helm. All we said is, man, there's a lot of military training. We have some of the manuals. They talk about fighting veterans and Tea Party being their next big enemy with no proof. This is part of conditioning. They've had literally 1,000-plus publications, CBS Nightly News, you name it, come out and say, Alex Jones and Governor Abbott say Obama is going to invade, and how dare them say the Army wants to kill Texans. So they build this straw man out of that just more and more, and I think it's the complicity of mainstream media working with the White House that allows them to run these hoaxes.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a big thing that is in vogue right now. Essentially, as you said, creating straw men, creating phantoms, which don't exist at all, that become the main issue that the mainstream media follows, and thereby distracting the public from the real issues. And it's really important, again, for your show and for others, Alex, to actually, as best we can, as best anyone can, to state the information as best they understand it. It may not be But Tom, I was in a bit of hot water with the Pentagon about 2 months ago when I made a call in January. My sources told me that Bergdahl, Sir Bergdahl, was going to be basically indicted for desertion. I got a lot of heat off that, but it turned out to be correct. So I think it's very important that everybody is best at and try to get the best information out they can to the American public as quickly as possible.
Now, you've gone through hell with your fiction books, your nonfiction books, and the new book you're putting together. Tell us about those books for a moment.
Well, the court action, basically, to give your audience a very brief summary, is they attempted, Alex, from day one, ever since I've been publishing books, to go back, essentially redact or basically delete, force me to delete information which is in the public domain. Now, you might wonder, why would a government agency spend so much time, in this case 5 years, trying to essentially pull information out of a book, of two books, that is in the public domain? And there's really no clear answer that you can get. I believe, personally, it goes back to, as you mentioned in the introduction, my testimony on Capitol Hill relating to the 9/11 information we had regarding here. Others believe that maybe continued retaliation by the government against me simply because they don't like the fact that I continue to speak out.
Well, I think it's both, but what gives them the right to say that you can't put a clip out of a New York Times article in your book? For those that don't know, you might explain that to them, that they're restricting things that are public. It's kind of like when Gibbs was told, say there's no drone program, when for a decade it was public. It's like saying there is no sun coming up in the morning. I mean, maybe you're not allowed to say that Army uniforms are green next.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I mean, we had a partial victory by the fact that the judge, Judge Collier, ruled flat out that the government cannot take information which I have testified to was in the public record and say that they cannot use that. That is, for example, one of the things that they actually tried to censor me on, which is totally ludicrous when you think about it, is my open testimony to Congress, which is part of the congressional record. The government, this administration attempted to say that information in the public record and in the congressional record could not be used by me in my book. That's how insane this got. And clearly, they completely lost on that. We continue to contend, and the other issues, the judge ruled with the government. As you mentioned, Alex, it's in the public domain. The information relating to my work in Afghanistan, the contents of the Bronze Star, all these things which they're now arguing should be classified to me are totally insane by the fact it's been in the public domain for almost 10 years. And it is almost an Orwellian attempt by the government, almost because they can do it. They're going back now, attempting to rewrite history. And to me, it absolutely makes no sense. It wastes the taxpayer money. In this case, because we did actually win on the account of the fact that they tried to keep out the clear testimony, they've lost that piece, and they're going to have to pay the court fees for my lawyer as well. So this is where, you know, their continued obstinance about things that are clearly in the interest of the public to know, and they're fighting it. It really makes it look
sure. Well, it's also getting worse. I mean, I see the headlines every day where now the White House just said 2 weeks ago, no more four-year period. We're not going to respond, period. I mean, that's totally arrogant. It's totally illegal. But it's like opening the borders up. Now, I've got to shift gears because you're such an expert on Al-Qaeda, on ISIS, which obviously is the same Wahhabist group. What do you make of the FBI saying at least 49 states do have ISIS in them, this attack in Garland that it would have been in, like, you know, Chicago or something? My God, it would have taken the police hours to respond, or imagine London. What do you make of that and the recruiting power of these groups in the West? Because, you know, as you know, a lot of the recruits are being pulled out of the West.
Right. Well, two things. First, ISIS, unlike any other group, within the modern era of our anti-terrorism effort, have adopted a very effective strategy of using social media. They're very slick. They have actually paid a lot of money to bring Hollywood types in and make some very slick videos. And this goes to my second point. They've been able to focus on a specific group that is essentially vulnerable to their message. And there's a lot of folks out there. And it doesn't matter if they're rich or poor. I found it totally laughable when all these people just don't have jobs. It's totally insane. This is all about a very severe form of extreme racism, where they believe that they are the superior race, that they have the right to basically dominate everybody else, and if you don't choose to be dominated, you can die.
That's right. Isn't this the modus operandi? From all over the world, it's a lot of times it's even upper middle class, spoiled brat, kind of gangbanger types who want to be somebody and want to go be in an adventure and want to go rape and rob and do whatever they want. Isn't this just a legion of scum?
Exactly, and they've been able to hit that nerve, and so they're able to bring these people in, and many of them, and I think in the case you saw in Texas, and I think you're going to see more of this, and by the way, a shout-out to James Comey. James Comey, I do believe, is trying to do the best he can in very difficult circumstances by the fact he recognizes all these people, but we've got to do more, and essentially they're going to continue to come until we just stop them where they started in Iraq and Syria.
Stay there. I want to come back and finish up with that and then get into the larger ISIL invasion. The Islamic State has taken credit for this attack with their moron converts over here to radical Islam. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones with Colonel Schaefer. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer and nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. We are back live. Final segment with our guests. And I'm going to come back and hit economic news and more. And we have some special reports we're going to air as well. I'm Alex Jones. We're talking to best-selling author, American soldier, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who was blocked twice from taking out bin Laden, confirmed right before 9/11. Very interesting, because I guess you need that enemy. A lot of folks know that I wrote the book on, and now it's even in the New York Times, on exposing false flag terror, letting groups attack you, wind-up toys, things like that. That said, Islamic State, before they were even Islamic State, when they were the Syrian, Free Syrian Army, I was exposing it, tip of the spear, getting the military to talk about it, to say we won't be in Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Ron Paul picked it up, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz. Colonel Schaefer was at the tip of the spear in Congress saying don't do this. We were all there exposing it. We started getting real threats, and I'm not supposed to get into it because law enforcement got involved and stuff, but real stuff with ISIS. And you've now seen them, you know, up there attack the event with their wind-up toys up there in Garland. I recognize this as different, and I see a lot of liberals, a lot of trendies, May Day march this weekend. I shot a video at, had folks kind of dressed up like that. A lot of Islamic State things at public events. So it's kind of a trendy thing with young people, is the point I'm getting at. That's why I say I believe it's a real threat. What do you say, Colonel Schaefer?
Oh, it is. No, I think these people have struck a nerve. And some of these young people actually suffer from what you talk about. It's kind of a society that's very artificial. It's hard to fit. And what's happened is instead of people seeking the truth and seeking to become better people, what they do is they see an opportunity to belong to something. And as you mentioned right before the last break, they see this as an adventure. I mean, many of these kids, I actually work with a group called the Association of British Muslims in London, who are attempting to stop the radicalization. It's interesting because many of the Muslims who are the British Empire, from essentially the old empire states of Pakistan and India, see this as a threat. Many of them have assimilated to the British society, and they don't like this very extreme brand of Islamic hate. And it actually damages the brand, which President Obama doesn't seem to understand. This is Islamic terror. So happening right now, as you point out, is that these people, these bots, essentially, are being recruited. And it happened in Australia last year where a bunch of these folks who were recruited were essentially told to do jihad in place. Don't come to Syria. Do what you can to disrupt the society you're in. So I think that's where this is all going. This is why Comey, James Comey, the director of the FBI, said that in every state except Alaska, you have elements of ISIS now essentially coalescing and beginning to form. And simply put, the FBI is not big enough to counter every single threat. No matter how successful they are, Alex, eventually one's going to get through the net. I think last night we saw one get through the net with, because apparently, as we're known to the FBI, said Texas being what it is, I think responded very quickly and very aptly to the threat. Fortunately, I don't think we're going to see all of our states able to pick up that tradition.
Well, and exactly. I criticize the FBI for when they get caught manufacturing plots or basically setting people up that are already radicalized. But that's higher level Justice Department stuff. Usually, just like 9/11, you had FBI at the grassroots trying to stop hijackers, ordered to stand down. In this case, it's the same thing again, where they had them in custody, know they were going to North Africa, and the judge basically released them, even though they got caught lying about it. So I think it's that the grassroots FBI gets their hands tied in real cases.
Right, that's correct. I've worked with a number of FBI agents, and yes, I have friends who are very close to the headquarters, and they're often saying the headquarters is the problem. Obviously, Alex, it's the politics. Once you get past the field agents, it's the politics of up the chain of command, and I think that's where everything gets really off the rails is here in Washington, D.C.
What do you think Washington's main strategy is? Because we know they were funding the whole anti-Syria deal. Now they claim they're fighting ISIS. You're up there in a lot of classified stuff you can't get into. Is this a real war against ISIS, or what's happening?
Let's go back, and you predicted this, and we talked about this a couple years ago. Look, we, the United States, had a huge role in helping ISIS get off the ground. It was the arms that left Benghazi were shipped to the Turks. The Turks gave them to these so-called moderate extremists who then sprouted out, you know, instead of going after the Assad who they're supposed to do, they figured out, hey, it's easier to go after ungoverned space in Syria and Iraq, and off they went. So we had a huge hand in this. I'm not sure how we're going to atone for that. With that said, right now, it's way out of control. They've been able to establish funding, global funding, anywhere Al-Qaeda was, ISIS will be or is soon going to overcome Al-Qaeda. So this is the problem, Alex. They have been able, through their strategy, to basically terrorist organization in about 18 months. And it's simple put, we are not in the game. Washington does not have a strategy to defeat them either at the local level, at the national level, or at the strategic level. Right now, it's all bets are off.
I don't think they want a strategy because they're letting them be Saudi Arabia's proxy army to take over. Wink, wink. What do you say to that?
I think that's part of the problem right now is you have people in the Middle East on both sides. And that includes the Saudis. So that is a problem.
All right. LondonCenter.org. Get his books. Colonel Shaver, thanks for your courage and patriotism and your service.
Thanks for having me.
God bless you. We'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As protests over police brutality erupt across the nation, I'm reminded of this passage from the Capitalist Conspiracy Booklet, written by G. Edward Griffin in 1971. If those who seek world dominion can stimulate leftist mobs into violent confrontation with local law enforcement and also provide exhaustive news coverage so that the entire nation can see and tremble, then the peaceful and freedom-loving majority can be programmed to accept a vast expansion of government powers and even a national police force offered supposedly to end the violence. We're witnessing that same old Hegelian dialectic today. By stimulating unrest and allowing it to spiral out of control, the federal government can offer itself up as the solution, sacrificing ourselves for the king's nefarious takeover plan. Join the revolution. Subscribe to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube and share this information with your friends. You are the resistance.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
We let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other until I kiss you, and then it happened. It took me by surprise.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with the InfoWars Nightly News. I want to thank all of you that are PrisonPlanet.tv members. 20 people can use each membership. That's $5.95 a month. Get a membership, share it with friends and family. The Nightly News, very well produced, focused, hardcore, hard-hitting, in many ways better than my radio show. And I want to thank you all that are members. You've helped fund this whole operation. If you just want to support us, become a member. It takes about 1 minute to sign up. Now, the big question. The big question. People are asking on InfoWars.com and the comments and many other places. Do I think that the event up in Garland, Texas, suburb of Dallas to the east, was a false flag? And I've seen criticism on YouTube and on InfoWars by a minority of people saying, Jones, I'm done with you. ISIS and Al-Qaeda are fake. None of these attacks are real. I can't believe you're promoting all this propaganda. I'm the guy that wrote the book and introduced the terms that were already there but popularized: self-inflicted wound, inside job, false flag, Hegelian dialectic, stage terror. Even mainstream media admits that and demonizes me for it. Now, they dumb it down and say, he says there's no radical Islam and that George Bush had a dynamite plunger like Wile E. Coyote. That's a meme that's been said on CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC. In fact, we played the clips here. But last week, we played some of the clips where they say that very thing. Just like they say that I say Obama's going to invade Texas and put everybody in FEMA camps this summer. Never said any such thing. I said it's part of the ongoing conditioning with Jade Helm. And now I have my own listeners arguing with me on the street like I'm covering up Jade Helm. They think it's a takeover. It's very frustrating, okay? I've studied this so long. I know the angles. I know how the enemy operates. It's criminal networks in government corporations creating bigger crises that they pose as the saviors to get more money and more power. They have the motive. They have the history. They've been caught. Is this new event a false flag? Even the New York Times had to admit that out of 100 foiled terror attacks in the last decade, almost all of them, the FBI went out and basically provocateured mentally ill, low IQ idiots to do it. Now, you could argue they're trying to find out who might do it, but then when you give them the bomb, give them the gun, and then bust them right before, it's pretty bad in my view. But when you let them attack, it's even worse. And I've had Ahmad Salim, the former Egyptian intelligence colonel on, and he's the guy, again, in the New York Times, CBS News, who exposed that they let that bombing go forward. And didn't let the lower FBI didn't want to do it. It was the higher level. Let the bombing go forward. That was a staged event. Both men that carried it out had basically 75 IQs, were on welfare, and had to be taught how to drive the truck. They were so stupid. A blind, crazy sheik who was a known terrorist blowing up, you know, Marine Corps bases, and he's allowed to live in New York. They're letting these people operate. It's a fact. And we have to have that come to Jesus moment that this is going on. And they're not even letting a few terrorists slip through. There's the headline, terrorist plots hatched by the FBI. They're not letting a few of these slip through so they can then get more security to actually protect the country. That'd be bad enough. They're doing it to set up a paramilitary force that'll get public support to then flip that onto the Patriot movement. And I told you that 14 years ago before it happened. Now you've watched it in slow motion happen. What a train wreck. But that doesn't mean every attack is staged. It's staged that they gave $5-6 billion we know of the last 5 years to attack Syria, Libya, Egypt. Well, it's $5-6 billion just in Syria alone. A couple billion in Libya, billions of aid into Egypt. Gosh, about $10 billion. $10 billion. Our government. And you got to say it's Obama. We always say, oh, they're all controlled by the same people. I've seen a major shift. I mean, where there's public funding by NATO and our government of Islamic State that was the Free Syrian Army. I just had Colonel Schaefer on. He said, yeah, you predicted all this 3 years ago when Benghazi happened. Yeah, because I know how this works. And Schaefer said, yes, you're correct, but it's classified. I can't tell you. He got called in and chewed out for it. And Schaefer's involved in a bunch of shadowy stuff. He's a good guy. He tried to kill bin Laden twice and was ordered by the CIA not to do it. And then he blew the whistle. Then they tried to put him in jail for it. So I say, thank you for your service. I mean, I'd like to see bin Laden dead. It's a bad guy. He died of kidney failure shortly after that. So we don't know exactly what happened in Dallas, in Garland. I just call it Dallas because I grew up there. I grew up in the town right next to Garland. My stomping grounds were Garland. I know where that convention center is. In fact, the wildest girls were from Garland. I spent a lot of time there, a lot of time in Garland. But long story short, when you see them demonizing the police, when you see them claiming the people inside deserved it when they were just exercising their First Amendment, when you hear the New York Times and CNN, we have articles on Infowars.com, blaming the people inside and trying to whitewash this and cover it up, you better believe it really happened. Because if they had staged this, it would have been a place where there were hundreds of disarmed people, like a school. They would have been conveniently killed by another black op team or by part of their handlers who would then exfiltrate, get out, and be basically flown to safety. Because I've seen this happen before. This didn't fit into any of those narratives, and it looks like a real event. But does that mean then that there aren't other staged events? Absolutely. ISIS is recruiting out of the West. ISIS is in America. ISIS, I believe, and I've been saying this, is going to start attacking shopping malls and convention centers and colleges. And now you see it happening. There have been a bunch of shootings at military bases and a bunch of other shootings of police and stuff by Islamicists. It's going on. And we now know that an FBI informant did meet with the Garland shooting suspect. And then the FBI arrested them, found out they'd been flying to North Africa, and the judge released them. The FBI this time didn't give them guns and didn't say, please go attack, like they do sometimes. Or maybe they did. We just don't know that yet. So because the FBI has a history of this, you have to look at it, and it's fair to say they might have done it. New headline, London Guardian, government agents directly involved in most high-profile U.S. terror plots. See, boom. Same thing the New York Times is saying. But it's beyond that now. That was previously with al-Qaeda that was made up to a great extent. Most of their leadership really was working for Western intelligence, and that's come out. Now they've retired the old one. They're killing Adam Gadon, the ADL head's grandson, and the Jewish leader of al-Qaeda. Does anyone believe that? And they're basically getting rid of that old network that the West and Israel had some control of. And they're rising up a new one that's a real jihad army run by Saudi Arabia and Turkey. And with Arabic speakers, and they're going out and finding the bots, as Colonel Schaefer found them, dumb, ex-con, mad at the world. They've got religion. You're not going to talk about my Muhammad. And the police had been tipped off that they'd probably get attacked. They were lying in wait. The guys get out, shoot from their car. They start firing for 1 second, and they're taken out. And that's why you want local police, because if you didn't have local police, the feds could command right down the chain, put in a special team that would have probably stood down for 2 hours and let them go in the building and kill 100 people. So, is it a false flag? This one I don't think is. Was the Boston bombing false flag? Absolutely. Telltale sign, the older brother, Tamerlan, was on the CIA payroll. The Russians blew his cover 2 years before. The FBI said they never heard of him. Turns out they were following him, had met with him over and over again. Family hooked him with major spy agencies. The brother set up, lied about. They tried to execute the younger one to shut him up. Says he's not guilty. Lawyer says he's guilty. Should have been a mistrial right there. Phony as a $3 bill. The media then spins it and says that I'm saying Kraft International was involved in the attack. No, they were wearing Kraft Punisher hats and the Kraft uniform of khakis and black shirts and were clearly part of a drill. And local news admitted a drill, and so did the Boston Globe. And then they said there was no drill and that I'm a liar and that I say Kraft did it. And I never said that. I said there was a drill, there's a cover-up, we need to investigate it. It's clearly a false flag. Does that mean we know exactly what happened? No, but we know it's fake. So let's go ahead and go to Rob Dew's report on this with the history of the FBI and others provocateuring Islamists. Here it is.
You've probably heard of the shooting at the Prophet Muhammad Cartoons exhibition in Garland, Texas over the weekend. But did you know Daily Mail used pictures from the event, but bowing to political correctness blacked out the offensive images? And thus far, President Barack Obama has been silent about the attacks. And CNN used the event to attack the Second Amendment when it was the Second Amendment that stopped the gunman in their tracks. But now we've learned that the FBI has been watching one of the suspects using an FBI informant. Elton Simpson, the man identified as one of the two gunmen killed, was under surveillance by the FBI and subject of a terror investigation. The FBI has arranged numerous fake terror plots, including the Washington Metro bombing plot, the New York subway plot, the plan to blow up the Sears Tower in Chicago, the plot to bomb the Portland Christmas tree lighting, and others. In 2014, Human Rights Watch released a report stating nearly all high-profile domestic terrorism plots in the United States after 9/11 included the direct involvement of government agents and informants. You can read about all these stories at InfoWars.com. Rob Dew reporting for PrisonPlanet.tv.
Can the federal government take credit for saving us from a plot of its own creation? The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. They all have a common and reprehensible thread. They were planned, plotted, controlled, and carried out by the federal government itself. In all of these 17 cases, from the Fort Dix 6 to the Lackawanna 7 to the Portland Parade Bomber, the feds found young men of Muslim backgrounds, loners who were bitter at America. They befriended them, cajoled them, and persuaded them that they could change the world by killing Americans. But none of this keeps us safe. All of this makes us less free, as any one of us can be entrapped. And we are fools if we praise the government for exposing a plot of its own creation and saving us from a danger that never existed.
That's Rob Dew, and then a commentary by Judge Napolitano a few years ago when that news first was breaking. It's actually over 100 of these events. He was talking about 17 big ones. It's one thing if you get intel somebody's planning to launch something, and then you go approach them and say, hey, let's do this to see if they agree. Then you find out what their plot is. But to lead the thing and organize it is aiding and abetting. It's beyond entrapment. It's orchestrating. It's provocateuring. But see, that was the old Al-Qaeda model. Now they just hype the daylights out of it. Twitter and Facebook let them recruit, but censor us. And you notice a lot of these guys are young black males, already mad, think everybody's being racist to them. They've been in jail. They get recruited by the imam. And they're just, it's a perfect storm of idiocy. And they want to be somebody. Meanwhile, the economy is falling apart. Meanwhile, Islamic State just blew up a large part of a market today in Damascus. Our government helped fund all that. It's just crazy. It's like the government's going to protect you from radical Islam, and then this is their proxy army that's doing all of this. I'll tell you the good news, though, the really exciting news, and that's that people are waking up to Jade Helm. The governor, Senator Cruz, have come out and said the people don't trust the government anymore. Hey, can we cue up that Ted Cruz clip again? Thank you. And it shows that the ridicule of NPR, the ridicule of MSNBC, doesn't matter anymore. Now, NPR actually has a big audience. MSNBC doesn't. NPR, taxpayer and publicly funded, has most of the most plump FM stations in the country. And meanwhile, they want to censor and promote fairness doctrine to censor talk radio that's libertarian or conservative. And as I mentioned earlier, FCC commissioners, feds may come for Drudge. Federal Communications Commission member Ajit Pai said over the weekend that he foresees a future in which federal regulators will seek to regulate websites based on political content using the power of the FCC and Federal Elections Commission. He also revealed that his opposition to net neutrality regulations had resulted in personal harassment and threats to his family. And it goes on from there. Yeah, they've said that's the plan. They've said they can regulate it, and we'll do it like they've done talk radio. Because they're messing with the ratings to make us look bad. We covered that in the first hour. They're pulling out the stops because we're cleaning their clocks, folks. And the power structure is so desperate, knowing there's revolution in the air. They don't want it to be peaceful, a revolution of free market ideas, a revolution of prosperity. They are desperately trying to make it a revolution of racial division and infighting. And people are so mad at the government that it's not just poor black people that are mad and want to go after the cops. It is white people. It is Hispanics. It is just people are sick of the government, and the most representative of government is somebody in a uniform. Notice it's the criminals in government that are scared of people in uniform because that's somebody low level that they don't control. Homeland Security says they want to go after the veterans. And then the Soros group wants to make every problem the cops. Of course, there's 325 million people, whatever it is now. I think the latest is 327 million, isn't it? Of course there's bad police. Of course the training's bad in many areas. Of course there's horrible thugs in uniform some places. It's a major problem. But the answer to fixing the whole government isn't in federalizing the police and blaming them for everything. I mean, it's like Nazi Germany, but it's almost inverse. They use the cops to take over, but then they're the new group to scapegoat. It's very sophisticated.
Why use dial-up when you can use broadband? Why travel with this when you can use this? And why would anyone use colloidal or ionic silver when you can use supernatural silver? Supernatural silver is state-of-the-art, and it's been clinically proven to be several hundred times more effective than those other silvers. It's powerful enough to protect you and your family from the threat of deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. But it's so safe that it can be used internally or topically. And you'll never again deal with the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics. Hundreds of scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions have all shown supernatural silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against invading pathogens. Supernatural silver is a must-have for your arsenal. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. Numana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, Numana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, Numana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy Numana today at PowerPrepper.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee. And it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
They want us to go on killing one another.
All they want us to do is keep on killing one another. Top ranking.
Hey, listen to some more Bob Marley on my playlist. Some good music. I mentioned that Ted Cruz clip. This is a big deal to have a U.S. senator from Texas coming out and saying, yeah, you know, I'm going to talk to the military about Jade Helm, but the public doesn't trust Obama. Well, if you can get them to start saying that, then we can go all the way. And this is all about acclimating the public for military takeover. We're not saying it's imminent. It basically already happened. And they talk to the public like they're five-year-olds and go, that's because, like David Duhurst said, that's because Alex hates the military. That's right. That's why the military doesn't want to train to take guns, because they're bad too, right? Because they hate the military. We hate who's in control of it. The military is, on average, the most awake group. That's why they're listed as the number one enemy by the criminals that hijacked the country. Of course, Hitler was afraid of the general staff in the military. Of course, Stalin was afraid of his military. They're the tyrants. They're afraid of it. Because they're doing illegal things. Let's go to Ted Cruz.
Well, I have a great deal of faith and confidence in Governor Abbott. He is a longtime friend and mentor of mine. You know, I understand the concern that's been raised by a lot of citizens about Jade Helm. It's a question I'm getting a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think part of the reason is we have seen for 6 years a federal government disrespecting the liberty of the citizens. And that produces fear when you see a federal government that is attacking our free speech rights or religious liberty rights or Second Amendment rights. That produces distrust as to government. Now, my office, we've reached out to the Pentagon to inquire about this exercise. We're assured that it is a military training exercise. And I have no reason to doubt those assurances, but I understand the reason for concern and uncertainty, because when the federal government has not demonstrated itself to be trustworthy in this administration,
That's right.
The natural consequence is that many of the citizens don't trust.
Open borders outside of law, power grabbing, Obamacare screw job. I mean, what do you expect people to do? And then, of course, just like Governor Abbott said the same thing, the headlines are Ted Cruz thinks Obama's going to take over Texas. No, that's what Ted Cruz just said. You people are disgusting crooks. You really are. I mean, you just have to realize our opposition's not misguided, dumb liberals, folks. They are taking over. They are pirates. They are laughing. They sit around their boardrooms and talk about how to BS everybody. And they got the Republican leadership blackmailed or bought off, and they're almost as bad, except for Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Governor Abbott, Ron Paul, people like that. And that's what when the Democrats are meeting, it comes out, and the Republican leadership, they're scared of what? The Tea Party. And who do they know the Tea Party gets their talking points from? InfoWars. It's not talking points, it's what's going on. I read the stinking legislation. Now, we're running a special police funder operation. They want to shut us down. You see all the attacks. Pray for us. I want to thank you all for your financial support. High-quality nutraceuticals, books, T-shirts, water filters, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. A lot of the specials ended yesterday, but we're keeping the water special going because it just started Friday. 20% off all the great water filtration products, ProPure, G-Tube. Great stainless steel, best products out there. Quit drinking the glyphosates and fluoride today. 20% off, ladies and gentlemen. That is already off the lowest price with promo code WATER20. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the globalist. You are the resistance. I salute you. God bless you and thank you.
Communications Radio Network.